Have you ever heard the saying, it takes money to make money? That's what most people think about investing in real estate, that you need money, credit, connections, that real estate investing is reserved only for the rich. While it's certainly true, if you have money, you can invest it in real estate and make a return on that investment. That's true. But what you may not know is you can start making money in real estate right now without money, without credit, without connections, even without experience. It's actually possible to start making money in real estate if you're dead broke, living in your parents' basement, or even homeless. Now, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but seriously, there is a way with real estate that doesn't take money to make money. It takes hustle to make money, and the way to do it is by wholesaling houses. So if you're broke and don't have two nickels to rub together, then pay very close attention to this video. I'm going to show you four phases or seasons that you must go through in order to start wholesaling houses with no money. The faster you move through these phases, the faster you'll start making money. But first, if you're new here, I'm Jerry Norton. I make millions of dollars a year wholesaling and flipping houses. And here on my YouTube channel, I show you how to do the same. So if you want to be a flipping genius like me and live your dream life, subscribe to my channel and watch my videos. When I started in real estate 20 years ago in my late 20s, I was working in underground construction, digging holes for a minimum wage, and became a millionaire by the age of 30. I'm living proof that you can start with nothing and achieve huge success in real estate. I did it by following a flipping strategy called wholesaling. Now, I'll explain what wholesaling is in a minute, but what I love so much about wholesaling is, unlike a lot of other real estate strategies, you don't need money in order to make money. What you need is deals to make money. Let me explain. Every day in every market, real estate investors who have capital to invest or access to capital to invest are eagerly looking for investment properties they can buy at a discount, either to rent for cash flow or to fix up and flip for profit. And like I said, these investors are in every market, in every city, all across the US. These investors want one thing, good deals. That is where wholesaling comes in. A wholesaler sources and finds distressed properties where the sellers are motivated to sell those unwanted properties at a discount, aka a good deal. The wholesaler secures a written contract with the seller. That contract now legally binds the seller to the price and terms of the contract. That contract is now an extremely valuable asset. Next, the wholesaler takes the contract to local active investors, we call cash buyers, who will pay for the right to take over that contract and buy the property. For example, one of my students, Mike Allen, found a deal in Oklahoma City. He secured the contract with the seller at a good price. He brought the deal to me. In addition to wholesaling, I also fix and flip houses. And I wanted this deal, so I paid Mike $10,000 for the right to buy the property. Then I stepped in and purchased the property direct from the seller. Mike didn't have to fund the purchase or rehab the house or any of that. All Mike had to do was find and secure a good deal, and he got paid $10,000 up front. That's why wholesaling is such an amazing strategy. You don't have to fund or invest in the properties. By the way, I have access to capital. I'm looking for more deals. And like Mike, I'll pay you $10,000 for every deal you find that meets my criteria. If that sounds exciting, go to my10kcheck.com to register for a free training to get all the details. So what does it take to start wholesaling houses? I believe there are four fundamental phases or stages that you must go through in order to start wholesaling houses with no money. The first thing you have to do to succeed at wholesaling has nothing to do with real estate and is the most important ingredient, in my opinion. You have to pre-decide before you even start. You must have a burning desire to succeed and an unwavering commitment to succeed before you even start. Now, I call this phase burn the ships in the harbor. When Hernando Cortez landed in Mexico in 1519 to conquer the Aztec treasure, he commanded his men to burn the ships in the harbor. He told them, "We're going home victors or not at all." You see, if the ships are in the harbor and you know that you can retreat, as soon as things get hard, you'll go back to the ships and you'll go home. When I got started in real estate, I ran into so many setbacks, but I never had a backup plan. I was either going to make it or die trying. Now, if you're not ready or willing to burn the ships in the harbor, then you're not ready to start wholesaling houses. I recently did an interview video with my student, Jamie Allen, who shared about his first wholesale deal. Now, there was a tenant that would not leave the property, and Jamie ended up going to the courthouse during the eviction process 12 different times. Finally, after 4 months, he was able to get the tenant out and close on the deal which resulted in a $47,000 wholesale fee. Talk about an unwavering dedication to be successful. It's a fascinating interview. I put the link in the description box below and you can watch it later. One comment on the video said, "This was just pure hard work and perseverance. He deserved the deal." Another comment said, "This is why wholesaling is not for me." Now, those are two very different perspectives. Wholesaling does not make a good side hustle, in my opinion, meaning you can't half-ass it. It's all or nothing, even if you start out part-time. For me, I was dead broke when I started, but like Jamie, I had a burning desire for a better life and a willingness to do whatever it took to change my financial situation. I felt like Dwayne The Rock Johnson did when he started out. He said, "I had $7 in my pocket and I knew two things. I'm broke as hell and one day I won't be." Now, I can teach you strategy. I'm one of the best teachers in the industry. I can teach you technique. I know what works the best. I can show you how to build a six and even seven figure business wholesaling and flipping houses. I've done it over and over. But I can't teach you passion. If you quit every time things get hard, I can't help you. If you're not willing to pay the price and put in the work, it will never happen. Here's the bottom line. You can't have a million-dollar dream with a minimum wage work ethic. The good news is, desire and hustle don't cost a dime. Once you've burned the ships in the harbor and you're all in, the second phase you must go through to start wholesaling, even if you're dead broke, is the learning phase. In order to start wholesaling, you're gonna need to learn proper technique and strategy. With wholesaling, there are specific steps and processes to find, analyze, negotiate, structure, and secure deals, as well as how to take those deals to cash buyers. Without a doubt, you need to be properly trained and educated, so this is where a lot of new wholesalers get stuck. They think they need to know everything before they can do anything. The reality is you need to know just enough and then take massive imperfect action. I call this phase the white belt phase. I think about wholesaling like karate. You don't need to be a black belt in karate before you're ready to fight. You only need to be a white belt. In fact, the best way to go from beginner to expert in karate is to learn a little bit and then do it and make mistakes. Then learn a little more, then do it and make mistakes. Then as you gain more experience, you improve your skills as you go. Even then, always keep a white belt mentality, because once you're a black belt, you've learned everything and you stop progressing. Stay a student of the game. Become a lifelong learner. Even after 20 years, I try to keep a white belt mentality, and as a result, I keep learning and I keep getting better. Fortunately, wholesaling is not overly complicated, and like I said, the key is to learn enough to start and then take imperfect action. If you're starting out and don't have any money, tap into the many free resources that are available to you. You have no idea how lucky you are to have so much information at your disposal. When I started, information was very limited and only accessible behind a paywall. Not today. And no educator offers more free resources and training than me. Aside from over 2,500 videos here on my YouTube channel, I also give away over 50 free resources, from contracts to scripts to guides to software. If all you did was watch my videos and downloaded my free resources, combined with an unwavering desire and a strong work ethic, you could start from zero and start doing deals every single month in no time. I recommend you start with my 8-week Academy training course. This program shows you step-by-step how to start and build a six and even seven-figure business. And like I said, you can get it absolutely free. Just go to 8weekacademy.com. And in case you're wondering, why would I give away so much game for free? There are actually three reasons. One, I was in your shoes once and I remember what it was like to start with nothing. Two, God has blessed me beyond measure in my life and it's my way of paying it forward. And three, when you are ready to invest in advanced tools, training, and mentoring, you'll come to me. Now, the third phase to start wholesaling, even if you're dead broke, is to start generating seller leads consistently every single day. Lead generation is the lifeblood to a wholesaling operation. If you can't generate motivated seller leads every single day, you won't have enough opportunities and you won't get enough deals to reach your goals. You have to make lead gen your biggest priority. This phase is so critical that I personally invested millions of dollars of my own money in creating a free data software called PropWire. PropWire is over 157 million distressed seller leads nationwide, and it's super easy to use. You put in your area, choose your lead type, then search and download. It's that easy. And unlike other data software providers that charge a monthly subscription and pay-per-lead upcharges, With PropWire, you can search and download unlimited data for free. To do your first search, just go to joinpropwire.com. And just to get you excited, check this out. My student Armando Padilla found a deal using PropWire that he wholesaled for $120,000 profit. Isn't that so cool? Another way to generate consistent distressed property leads for free is by following my agent outreach technique. I recently did an extensive video breaking down how to get your first on-market wholesale deal in the next 30 days. I recommend you watch that video. I'll put the link in the description box below for you. And finally, the fourth phase to start wholesaling houses, even if you're dead broke, is to make a lot of offers. Leads are pointless if you don't make low cash offers to agents and sellers. If you want to start wholesaling houses consistently every month, you'll need to get in the habit of making at least 5 offers a day. I have a mantra I live by. The more offers I make, the more deals I'll get, and the more money I'll earn. And to really simplify the offer process, I have 2 free resources that you're going to need. First is my instant offer calculator, which tells you in seconds exactly what price to offer on every deal you look at. To download that for free, just go to freeoffercalculator.com. And 2, my exact wholesaler contracts. These contracts are the best in the game, and I'll give them to you for free. Just go to wholesalercontracts.com to download them right now. Now, honestly, I think it's mind-blowing that you can start wholesaling with literally no money. Real estate changed my life forever, and it can do the same for you. Follow these 4 phases I outlined, go after your dreams with everything you've got, and you will be successful. I'm a big believer that God will give us what we desire, but we have to manifest it. So if you're serious about doing this, leave a comment and write down the following declaration. Jerry, I am committed to becoming wealthy so that I can bless my life, my loved ones' lives, and countless others who need me to show them a better way. Finally, the next step is to choose the right market before you start wholesaling. That may be your backyard market where you live, or it might be better in a virtual or remote market. So watch this next video where I show you exactly how to choose the right market for you. And remember, it's not about the money. It's about having the time and freedom to be, do, have, and give everything you want in life. That's what it's all about. And I'll see you on the next video.